billions of dollars in coronavirus aid will now be extended to around 12 million unemployed Americans after the US President Donald Trump signed a pandemic aid and spending package. After months of negotiations and the looming threat of a government shutdown, Mr. Trump signed off on the massive $900 billion US dollar relief program. As US authorities battle a worsening coronavirus crisis, political analysts say all hell would have broken loose if the president hadn't changed his mind and signed off on the package. Stephanie Smale reports.
Without President Trump's signature on the bill, the United States government would have run out of money on Tuesday. Bruce Wolpe is a senior fellow at the University of Sydney's United States Studies Centre.
It came close to a real economic and political catastrophe in the middle of the Christmas season and as President Trump prepares to leave office.
The bill has two pieces. One part is about $900 billion in COVID relief funding, including support for those unemployed because of the pandemic, help for frontline workers, and money for the vaccine program. The other part is funding to keep the government running. The bill had the support of both parties in Congress. It includes a one-off $600 coronavirus relief payment. But the plan hit a hurdle once it reached the Oval Office and President Trump decided the payment wasn't big enough. Bruce Wolpe says Mr. Trump's decision to sign the bill didn't come soon enough for some.
The 24-hour delay meant that 1 week of $300 payments for unemployment assistance was missed. The program goes under this bill until March, so instead of 11 weeks, they get 10 weeks. And it's just insult to injury in the middle of really the worst winter Americans have faced since the Civil War.
But he points out a worst-case scenario was avoided.
So if you had had a government shutdown and a cutoff of benefits to those who have been afflicted by the COVID pandemic, all hell would have broken loose in the United States. That was averted.
The bill has been signed as it is with the $600 COVID relief payments, not the $2,000 that Mr. Trump wanted. Does this mean that the larger payment is off the table now?
Almost off the table. The Democrats support the extra payments. In fact, differences over that money was what held up for 6 months, agreeing on COVID relief. Democrats wanted more, Republicans wanted less. The Democrats will schedule a vote on the House floor tomorrow for the $2,000. It'll be very interesting to see whether the Republicans support their president or support the fiscal conservatism that they've long believed in.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pressing ahead, urging President Trump to call on Republicans to support the larger relief payments. She put out a statement.
This relief legislation is a down payment on what is needed to crush the virus, put money in the pockets of the American people, and honour healthcare workers, first responders, transit and sanitation workers, and teachers.
The Republicans still have control of the US Senate, but that could change after Georgia's two runoff elections on the 5th of January. Ivanka Trump is there rallying support for the incumbent Republican senators.
Voting has already started. Get your friends, get your neighbors, your family, even people you don't like, and get out and vote. It's so important.
Donald Betts is a former Democratic state senator for Kansas. He says in dragging out the signing of the bill, Mr. Trump has put his Republican counterparts in the impossible situation of trying to espouse fiscal responsibility while still meeting the needs of those struggling in the pandemic.
They had to be careful and toe that political line without looking like they were insensitive to the American public. On the other end, the American public is furious because they've lost their jobs, their businesses are closed, they need that $2,000 payment, and Trump has dangled that carrot and put those Republicans in a really tight situation on top of January 5th when we look at Georgia and those two senators. The Republican senators in real trouble because they turned down Trump's offer of $2,000. The public will remember that.
Former Democratic State Senator for Kansas Donald Betts ending Stephanie Smale's report.